searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map. The Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for the Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Searcher's Roadmap. We have the Reverend Dr. Craig Wright in our studio today, who's a numerologist of 25 years, who's got amazing gifts and talents, and with that, I'm going to bring him in so he can tell you a little about himself. Hi, Craig. How are you today?
Hi, Rhonda. I'm fine, thank you.
So tell everyone, how did you get into numerology, Craig?
Well, I guess I started numerology long before I knew what a numerologist was. I got an excellent, in the seventh grade, on my first report card, I got excellent marks in math and science, and my parents decided I was going to be an engineer. So they started molding me for that career, math and science. My mother was a school teacher, so I was never out of school, Rhonda. So I was in college studying engineering, preparing to fulfill that destiny when I had a tragedy in my life, which became a turning point. 2 weeks before I was to be married, my best friend, who was going to be my best man, of course, died from a drug overdose. And I wasn't even aware that he was a user. So that told me a lot about myself. I was too self-focused. I wasn't paying too much attention to what was going on around me, and I felt like I should have been able to do more. So I began to question within myself, why was I here? What was the meaning of life? As your introduction so put it so well, I began my search. I was looking for a road. I was trying to find a way out, or a reason to stay in, more accurately at that point. And I began to pray for the first time in my life as a scientist, as a mathematician. If you couldn't see it, feel it, taste it, touch it, measure it, quantify it, to me, it wasn't real. So when I began to pray, God revealed himself in a manner in which he knew I would understand. God began to talk to me through the numbers as a result of my seeking. It's true. The scripture says if you seek, you will find. If you knock, a door will open. And I, because of that tragedy, I managed to get that type of energy wave, that brain wave, that seeking to know. And I was connected to the secrets of numbers. So I began to study every book I could find. I went to the Library of Congress and would just spend all day there, reading everything I could get my hands on about numerology. And that's how it happened. No one came to me and said, "Here, read this." It was an inside job.
And I think those inside jobs are the ones that are deepest with us and really define who we are on a daily basis. But I know with numbers, that tells us a lot about who we are in the world as well. And can you explain how numerology works? I mean, I know that you take the birth date, the month, day, and year, and then the letters and their name also quantifies. Can you kind of explain to the listeners before we start doing readings as to how that works?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Numerology began when life began, because in the beginning, there was God. Numerologically, that is zero. God, zero is a symbol for God. Then, of course, the one, which is called Adam. Then from the one came the two. When one and two get together, comes three. That's children. Once you have children, if they're out of order, you have to put them in a playpen. So that's the number four, a four-sided figure. You can't leave them locked in the playpen. You have to take them out so they can run and play. That's the number five, freedom. Too much freedom is anarchy. We have to be responsible. That's the number six, and think of being responsible. Once we are responsible, we can enjoy peace and quiet. That's the number seven. As we seek peace and quiet and seek kingdom, all else is added unto us. That's the number eight. Once we've satisfied our own desires, we can give to others, and that's the number nine. So that's how it flows, but the philosophy behind it, Rhonda, is that the world was created by the word, and words are vibrations that we use letters and numbers as symbols for. So there is no one on the planet with your name and your birthday. So the letters in your name and the numbers in your birthday are symbols or codes, if you will, for the word that created you. Every number has a meaning. Numbers are different from figures. We use figures to count and measure, but numbers reveal spiritual qualities. So with numerology, we start with the answers. There are tools that every numerologist uses, and those tools are called the conversion chart, and the other one is the general information. The conversion chart tells you how to turn letters into numbers. That's based on the alphabet, Rhonda. A is 1, B is 2, C is 3. In the case of double digits, like the letter Z, 26 letter, we just add it up. So the letter Z would be a number 8. And each number, as I kind of went through, has a meaning. 0 is God. 1 is leadership. 2, we hold up two fingers, that's the peace sign. 3 is expression in youth and abundance. 4 is orderliness and work. 5 is freedom, just freedom and change. 6 is service and responsibility, or I should say service and the ability to respond. That goes down a little better. 7 is faith and wisdom. 8, money and power. And 9 is selfless giving. So there's only 9 vibrations. There are higher vibrations of each one. The 11 is a higher vibration of the 2. 22 of the 4, those are double digits, and those are called master numbers. Those are testing numbers. If you're operating under a master number, life isn't going to be easy, but you have a greater opportunity to advance your soul. All of this, Rhonda, is based on a backdrop of life being the university of the soul. We are spiritual beings having a temporary physical expression, and we go back home and there's a test, a review, to see if we learn. So as painful as it is being here, as painful as it is when our loved ones leave, there are spirits lined up, waiting for bodies, just yearning for the opportunity for the growth that can only be experienced here.
So well said, and you make it seem so easy, but yet I see it as complicated, but I know it's not, because numbers are simple, but it's just one of those things where if that's not your gift, it's one of those things you're in awe of, and numerology has always been something that fascinates me because it's so true and right on. I mean, I've tinkered with it, I've played with it, but it's like I still haven't gotten it down, you know, to a good working science. But
yeah,
for you, I think you can hear someone's name and you can immediately know quite a bit about them just by their name.
It's amazing. As I said before, I was being prepared long before I was a numerologist. I had an older brother who wasn't too happy about my math abilities because I got a lot of attention from my parents. So whenever they would leave, he would say, oh, so you think you're smart, huh? He would say, okay, take the number 1, add 5, divide it by 6, multiply that by 2. What's the answer? And if I didn't get it right, he would swat me with the ruler.
Yeah, so you get to know your numbers pretty well.
You get
would
to know
you
your numbers
take
pretty good.
One of our first callers, her name's Beth. She's from Colorado. Just a moment, and I'll bring her in. Hi, Bev.
Hi, Ann.
So if you can just, there
Beth,
you go, Greg.
The first name, is Beth your first name?
Beverly.
Okay, Beverly. And when is your, and your birthday is?
1937.
Okay, let's talk about the number 13. It is so misunderstood.
I love that number.
Oh, I do too. That's a very wonderful number. My last name vibrates to the 13, and I have a son born on the 13th. And the 13 is a symbol for change, release, and transformation. Change, release, and transformation. Many stories about the 13. Joan of Arc is about the number 13. Great story. She was a great gal, but it's about the 13. She changed the way people perceived what women could do. She was a successful general, a warrior. She didn't make out too well after the war, and the good old boy politics caught up with her, but history has been much kinder. The 13 also appears with King Arthur. 12 knights, he was the 13th. Major shift in consciousness when he came up with a round table symbolizing equality and justice, zero being a symbol for God. For then, you sat at a square table, and at the foot of the table, the king's dogs got fed before you did. So it was a revolutionary idea, a changing in consciousness. More recently, we have the story of Christ, 12 disciples, he was the 13th. And of course, he overcame death. So we know from that story that what we call death on the physical plane is merely a transition back to our original state. And as a number 13, you will be more conscious of that than most people. You will also be gifted with the ability to take the old and make it new. That's what 13s do. I have clients who are 13s who go to the town dump searching for the trash. Other people are thrown away, and they come home and mad at it. Turn into a work of art.
Interesting.
13s also work in real estate. They take old houses, renovate them, and transform them. Some 13s work in manufacturing, taking raw products and manufacturing into a finished product. I make my own skincare products with my 13 energy. So that's just an example of what the number 13 do. And that's just your day of birth. So giving this format, I'm only able to share briefly to give you a brief sample of all the wonderful information that's contained in your birthday. You and I are very similar. I'm born May the 4th, and you're born May the 13th, 1 plus 3 is 4. So I know early in life you had to deal with losses as a young individual. I spoke in the beginning of a loss of my best friend that became my spiritual awakening. And that shows in your chart as well, a loss that required you to stand on your own and to express leadership early in life to express this. I want to now turn to your first name. Every number in your birthday tells a story. I want to turn now to your first name, Beverly. And I'm going to ask you, Rhonda, that you be my gatekeeper. And when I've said enough, let me know, because I could literally go on for a week. Okay? Beverly. B is the second letter of the alphabet. That's a 2. E is the 6th. You've got 2 of those. V is the 22nd. 2 plus 2 is 4. R is the 18th letter. That reduces to the 9. L is a 12th. 1 plus 2 is 3. Y is the 25th letter. And 3 plus 5 is 7. I wanted to do that because you may have a tendency to wonder, well, where is he getting that information from? You have an inquisitive chart. So I wanted to share that with you. After we substitute the numbers for the letters, we just add it up. So 2, then 5 is 7, and 4 is 11, and 5 is 16, and 9 is 25, and 10 is 35, and 3 plus 5 is 8. So the name Beverly can be symbolized by the number 8. So if we examine that number, Beverly, we see it's made up of 2 zeros, one on top of the other. So the 0 is a symbol for God. So when the number 8 shows up, it means, as it is above, so it is below. So as a number 8, you have the ability to channel the power of God to this plane. It's a very powerful, powerful vibration. And when we're talking about spiritual qualities, gender won't matter. Okay, you're here to have power and command. So this will give you a tendency to gravitate toward being a supervisor, head of department, running your own business. With your number 4 birthday, since the number 8 female tends to work in traditionally male-dominated arenas, you may have found success in banking, administration, or running your own show, running your own business. Do you have any questions before I go on?
No, I'm following you very closely.
Your 8, the 35, is called the inheritance vibration. The inheritance vibration. There are many 8s. There's an 8, 17, 26, 2 plus 6 is 8. The 35, 3 plus 5 is 8. 44, 53, 62, etc. And your particular 8 is called the inheritance vibration because 35 energy. It's an 8, so not only does it mean as it is above, so it is below, the 8 also means what goes around comes around. So under the 35, you will be rewarded for all the love and service and giving that you've done, not only in this lifetime, but in past life experiences. And that 35 is interesting. It's a great segue. Because one of the other services that I offer are forecasts. The scripture tells us a good name is better than diamonds and gold, so we have to understand our names. But it also says, for all things, there is a season and a time for everything. So you can tell your season if you know how to number your days. In Psalms 90, verse 12, Moses writes, teach us to number our days so we can apply our hearts to wisdom. And the way we do that, Beverly, is to add month and day from birth. So 5 and 13 would be 18, which incidentally indicates that you are one of the pillars. You're one of the pillars of society. You are helping to uphold the planet. You came here to make the world a better place to be. In fact, just to spread that information around, if your month and day adds up to 18 or 27, adds up to 36 or 9, that is true about you as well. Month and day adds up to any 9 vibration. You're here to uplift the planet. Now, moving on, we're going to add the 8 to the current year. That's what makes it personal. The current year, 2015, is a number 17 year. But when we add your month and day to it, it adds up to 35. So there's that number again, the number 35. It matches your first name. That indicates this 2015 is going to be your year, a year to express your qualities of leadership, your business acumen, and you can also expect to receive from the seeds you have planted.
Very nice. Craig, we're going to need to move on a little bit. Bev, I hope
Thank
that answered
you.
Some of your questions.
Yes, Rhonda, as you know me, you know how it fits.
Oh, it fits perfectly. You read your mail, so to speak.
Yes, and thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And I'll mute you so you can hear the rest of the show, okay, Bev?
I'll listen.
And you do such wonderful work, and this woman that you just did a reading for is amazing all in herself, just like you talked about. And I have 2 more callers in the back, and the next one is Robin, and let me bring her into the back, or into the studio. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm good. Here's Craig. You can tell him how to spell your name and all that good stuff.
Okay. Hello, Craig. How are you doing today?
Hi, Robin. Just fine, thank you.
Okay. My name is spelled with two B's, R-O-B-B-I-N.
Okay.
And my date of birth is January 12th of 1955.
1955. Okay. I'm going to start with your birth, with your name.
Uh-huh.
Very unique. When I substitute numbers for the letters in Robin, it is 1828. It's a number 33. If the listeners want to follow along on my website at craigewright.com, I have a free download of the conversion chart. But basically,
okay.
The letter R, the 18th letter of the alphabet, is a 9. The 15th letter, 1 plus 5 is 6. B is the second letter, so that would be 2 twos. Okay? Very significant. When those two twos show up, it gives you an opportunity to have a global influence. And your next letter will be an I. That's the 9. That's the 9th letter. Finally, N, the 14th letter. 1 plus 4 is 5. When the N shows up, in anyone's name, I always like to, when I have an opportunity to, try to broaden what I'm sharing with as many people as I can. Rhonda, you have an N in your name. Robin, you have an N. Anita, there's an N in your name. Ellen has an N in it. When the letter N shows up in your name, be prepared. The N is a number 14, and the 14 always is the 14th letter. It always provides the opportunity, okay? I'll put a fresh perspective on it, the opportunity to express the quality of forgiveness.
Okay.
So when an end shows up in your name, something's going to happen, and you will have to forgive. Just want to put that out there. Metaphysically speaking, we all choose our own life experience out of a need to learn and grow. We make this choice when we are in our spiritual state. We go to the library of the Book of Lives and go to the section that will best enable us to continue our growth at our own pace, according to our own will. We make a decision, and those who have decided to experience the end have decided to express forgiveness. So with that said, I'm going to add up all the letters in Robin, two B's. That's 9 and 6 is 15. The two B's are 4. That's 19 and 9 is 28 and 5 is 33. Thanks, Rick. Got to send a shout out to my brother. He helped me prepare to be able to do that quickly for you. The 33 is called the Master Healer Vibration. The Master Healer. The name, by the way, different from the birth date. The date of birth describes our gifts from the Creator. The name describes how we promise to use them. Each of us, like the prophet Jeremiah, has a contract with the Creator. And the 33 indicates you promised to be the Master Healer. And what does that mean? The 33, 3 plus 3 is 6, is the highest vibration of the number 6. And 6 is a number of service, the number of service. In the Old Testament, God created men and women on the 6th day. It's a great story. We serve a great Creator. But that information tells us about the number 6. Anything having to do with people, humanity, making the planet better, creating a beautiful environment, love, harmony, peace, that's the number 6. In the New Testament, of course, the great master turned 6 vats of water into wine. People are amazed by that story, pretty much by the miracle, but as a numerologist, I'm always astounded by the number 6. If he could have turned any number of barrels into wine, why the number 6? Tip off, red flash, that whole story is about the number 6. It was at a wedding. So, Robin, you would love family gatherings. There was a feast going on during that story, so you're probably a good cook and have a good appetite. But the main ingredient, if you will, was the rescue. When the water was turned to wine, everyone's temper went down. And it was said, the second wine was sweeter than the first. Now, this went against tradition. During the day, back in those days, it was not unusual for people to bring out the first wine, get you drunk, and then empty out all the vinegar from their wine cellar. You were drunk anyway, you wouldn't care. Right? But this wine was sweeter than the first. Incredible. Everyone thought he had just done it on purpose, just delayed it, just to make it more dramatic. But no, there was a rescue. You know, that wine didn't come out. They may have trashed that house. So as a 33, Robin, you are here to be a rescuer. And many sixes, especially the 33, will sacrifice selves. In the story of Christ, he later became a martyr. If we look at that number six, Martin Luther King Jr., born on the 15th, 1 plus 5 is 6. There's a tendency toward that self-sacrifice, sacrificing yourself when you're operating under this 33 vibration. So you have to pick your battles wisely. You don't want to sacrifice yourself for unworthy causes. But if something requires self-sacrifice in martyrdom, if something needs someone to stand up to the plate and take one for the team to show I am not afraid to fight for what I believe in, Robin, you're the poster child.
Well, thanks. Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Now, let's look at your birthday. If we have some time, I'm going to keep on going. The 12. Okay. 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. And this is a symbol for expression and youth and abundance. So, expression, you will always have the right word. You'll be gifted with the ability to express yourself both through written and verbal communication and also through the arts. Threes are very creative. The three also stands for youth. So this will manifest. These are your gifts, by the way, the ability to express yourself and to work, to appear. You will have good health. You will always appear younger than you are. That's a gift. And the ability to work with children is a gift. Keep your ID with you. No one's going to believe your age. To work with children will be a gift. But your clear-sighted intellectual ability is your greatest gift. The 12 in numerology is a symbol for genius. So your ability to communicate yourself, communicate what you're feeling and what you have to express will be second to none. Many 12s are also photographers and artists because of that ability to express. Let's add it all up. 1 plus 12 is 13, and your year adds up to 20. 1 plus 9 plus 5 and 5. You with me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so your year, 1955 is 20, and your month and day is 13. When we add 13 to 20, there's that number again, the number
33.
33,
wow.
When the birth path, that's called finding your birth path. When the birth path matches your name, it indicates when you sat down to sign your contract with God, you said, you just go ahead and sign it. I don't have to read it. I'm going to be what you want me to be. You weren't wrong at the table.
Okay.
You weren't wrong at the table, and you continue to move with speed on this plane as well. You have courage, tireless energy. You can inspire others to follow your leadership, and you will show bravery in difficult situations and in maintaining your position, regardless of the opposition or the consequences.
Okay.
You are the master healer. The master healer. God bless.
Thank you very much. Same to you. It was wonderful.
Hi, Craig. So I'm, oops,
out of way, Rhonda.
I went and shut off the wrong person. Sorry about that. Thanks, Robin, so much for calling in. And I just have a huge flock of geese flying over my house right at the moment. I don't know if you can hear them or not.
Oh, I love that sound.
But they're just, I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of them. Wow. And what time is it? 12:30. Wow. That was an odd thing to have happen. As I muted your mic, all of a sudden these geese all just started coming, I mean, like at me. From where I'm sitting, it looks like they're flying right over the top of me.
Gotcha.
And you know how I am with signs and stuff and birds, and I'm crossing some people over right now, and the goose is what calms the soul. And so I use a lot of goose feathers when I make these feather fans for people when they're crossing over. And the goose quiets the soul, and so that they can, you know, settle into crossing over. And
we just saw a flock of warm, loving, hugging blankets going all the way across the planet.
Yeah, they're taking all those souls into a quiet place. That's beautiful. And
I saw the movie with that couple who held hands.
Love Story?
Yeah. The Notebook.
And they're in the Central Park, and I'm trying to think of the two stars that were in that.
The Notebook with James Conner.
Yeah, The Notebook. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the older guy, yeah. The swan symbols, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how the geese are, you know, in there.
The 33 is the highest vibration of love. The 33
mm-hmm.
evolved from passion to compassion for the planet. So very appropriate when we talk about the 33 and we show up. The name Rhonda is also a 33 as well.
Right. And you and I have talked about that. My numbers are kind of interesting all by themselves. I mean, with what I do, I mean, you talked to me about how it meant that I resonated well to be working on the radio station and to do this international stuff that I'm doing with Shawls of Love and Hugs. And for those of you that are listening, if you want to call in and have a reading, please call in at 1-347-838-9142. We have another 30 minutes, and Craig's going to be with us. The other thing is you can always reach me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com or on Facebook on either Shawls of Love and Hugs, Ceremony and Healings for the Individual and the Land, or Rhonda Harrison at Facebook.com. And then how can they reach you, Craig, so that if they want a further reading, want more information?
Sure. For more information, you can visit my website at craigewright.com. That's CraigEwright.com. Or you can send your name and birth date. You can email it to me at cr77ig@gmail.com.
Very nice. Let's take this next caller, and then after that, we'll see where the calls are at, and then we can look at the ones that were texted in to me from listeners who weren't going to be able to be on the phone today. So our next caller is Pam, and she's out of Georgia. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Rhonda. Thanks
How
for
are
doing
you?
The show today. I'm good.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm good, thanks.
So Craig's here, and
Hi, Craig.
I'll let you talk to Craig.
Hi, Pam. How do you spell your first name?
Well, I go by Pam, but my full name is Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A.
Okay. And your month, day, and year of birth?
6/22/1959.
Okay. Let's start with your day of birth. The 22 is called a master number. The master numbers are the double digits, 11, 22, 33, up to 99. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, these are testing vibrations. When the master number shows up, it means it's not going to be an easy path, but you have more of an opportunity for growth. It's sort of like an investment. You can put it in the bank, maybe get a percent or 2%, but it's going to be there. Or you can put it in the stock market and triple your money. Of course, you could also lose it all. The number 22 is called the Master Builder Vibration. The Master Builder. It's a vibration that's associated with work in order. 2 is 4. In fact, the 22 is called the Workaholic Vibration. 22s go to work and work. When they come home, they work in their gardens. When they're sleeping, they're dreaming about work. There's a number 22, whereas most people vacation at someday I'll do this. The 22 gets the job done. So there's a vibration that will give you an opportunity to accomplish major things. It's a global vibration. It's also a vibration associated with mass media communications. Film, for example, or however they're making movies now, digital, however, working in the film industry. Your chart also has 2 numbers that match. When your month and day, or your as in your case, it's your month and year match, that's a tip-off to a numerologist that you are an old soul. So your energy is focused. Your month is easy to see the 6 there. You're born in June. That's the 6th month. But your year is also a 6. Pamela, if we add it, 1 plus 9 is 10, plus 5 is 15, and 9 is 24. Are you with me?
Yes.
Then we add 2 plus 4, so there's a 6 hiding in that 1959. There was a 6 in there. So in terms of single digits, you are a 646, okay, if we reduce it all down. So when those 2 numbers match, it means you're an old soul, and you're here to focus on one main challenge, and you also have a special gift. You have one main challenge and a special gift, Pam. Well, which one would you like to hear first?
Oh, how interesting. I want to hear the gift first, please.
Okay. Your gift, your special gift, is called creative visualization. As an old soul, you have mastered the workings of the universe. As an old soul, your soul understands that the mind is soil and thoughts are seeds, and we reap what we sow. So you will be prone to have a vision board or to be given toward meditation. If you're not, I would strongly suggest you employ those gifts. They're there for you, waiting for you. What do I mean by that? You have the ability to manifest anything you imagine. Now, each of us have that ability, but as a 22 and an old soul, let's just say we're working with regular beans and you're working with Jack and the Beanstalk beans. Your ideas and concepts might manifest right before you as you're thinking them. So you have to be very, very careful what ideas that flow to your mind you choose to water and nurture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because they will almost immediately begin to take form. So that's your special gift, which ties into your special challenge, and that is patience, diplomacy, and tact. Diplomacy, and tact. The 6 is a parent vibration, and the 4 stands for orderliness. So there will be a tendency with your gifts to want to tell people what to do and how to do it. So you are here to give instruction, the six rescues and nurtures, but you're going to have to slip a velvet glove over your iron fist.
Oh, okay.
Words are powerful. Words are powerful. And the number associated with words is the number 3. And that's your name. But before we go there, let's add up all the numbers in your month, day, and year. 6 and 22 is 28. 28 and 24, that was your year, is 52. And 5 plus 2 is 7. So your gift is a gift of faith. That's the number 7, faith and wisdom. So you're very wise. You're very intuitive. You know things a lot of people aren't even aware of. By golly, you know things you don't even know how you know. Because the 7 gives you the 7 just gives the gift of knowing. Mm-hmm. It's one of it's a mystical number. It's a spiritual number, and as a number 7, you have been anointed a minister. You are a minister. You've been anointed a minister of the Creator. Doesn't matter if you go to seminary school or study under Reverend Billy Joe Bob. You've been anointed. You have the anointing. So you are faith personified. You're a mountain moon. Okay? There will be times where you will need to be alone by yourself. Now, let's move on to your name. That's your gift, the ability to be alone, tune into the Creator, visualize what you want, and manifest things. You can literally change the planet. If you go into prayer and focus on something, you have the power. Now, it works both ways. If you succumb to fear and doubt, what you're afraid of, you will manifest that, okay?
Right.
If you're afraid of the boogie, if you're afraid of the boogeyman, you're meeting him tonight.
Right. I understand.
If you think the sky's going to fall, by God, you better be hiding under a roof somewhere. But if you think the sky's not going to fall, if I wanted to, I could walk on water. Then, Pamela, you have the power. It's all based on your faith. It will be done unto you as you believe. That's what your birthday says. That's what God put in your toolbox. Now, here's what you said you were going to do with it. Pamela is 7 plus 1 plus 4 plus 5 plus 3 plus 1. If you add that up, it's 11, 12, 21. 2 plus 1 is 3. Now, the number 3 is a symbol for expression and youth. Expression and youth. Singing, painting, dancing, writing, anything expressive, decorative, talking, working with children, talking, writing, talking.
Do you think talking is in there? Oh, okay. Oh, gosh.
Okay, so you have to be real careful what you say because you have power behind your words, the ability to, let's put it this way. If people are lost and can't find their way, your words can create a mental picture that will enable them to move forward. Okay, so you're here to create pictures, verbally or graphically. You're here to create pictures. The 21 is a number of abundance. It's a 3. It stands for abundance. When they ask Jesus, why are you here, Master? He says, well, I'm here that you will have life and have it more abundantly. Well, as a numerologist, I started to notice a pattern in his story, starting with the 3 wise men, to being denied 3 times before a rooster could crow, to being ignored by 3 sleeping disciples as he asked 3 times, "Hast thou me?" to arising on the 3rd day. And I left a lot of 3s out in that story. So the three is a symbol for abundance. He was making it clear. Well, I should say that story made it clear. So 3 is a number of good fortune. It will give you talent, charm, luck. It will make you very youthful, attractive. A lot of models and entertainers are 3s because they're just gorgeous. I mean, they're like, everybody just, oh, look at them. so expect to be the center of attention. It gives you a good memory, a positive attitude. 21 is a really, really excellent vibration. It has the number 2 in it, and the 1 is behind it. So it means Pamela knows how to put patience ahead of push. The 2 stands for patience, and the number 1 is leadership. So you are a leader, but you know how to be tactful as a Pamela. So it matches. It's the perfect name for your special challenge. Okay? The arts will call you. The arts will call you. Many 21s have enjoyed literary success. And if you're in a room and children are there, they'll be drawn to you like a magnet. It's like when on a dark seat, when the number 3 is in the room and children are there. The 21 is also a very spiritual number, and it is called the mystical number of cosmic consciousness by Faith Devane and Dusty Bunker. Those are two of my favorite authors. The 21 is called the mystical number of the cosmic consciousness. Just to give you a sample of the power that you have that I mentioned before to go into prayer, to visualize and shape things, Gandhi was a 21. He could support prayer and meditation, and wars would cease. He could stop wars. Mm-hmm. Guns would stop if he went on a hunger strike. I mean, he brought the most powerful nation to his knees without firing a shot. Here in America, they went to war. They had guns and weapons, and they fought. It was total nonviolence, just through faith and prayer and his cosmic, the power of the 21. So, Pamela, there it is. You have the power to shape the world. I'm not saying that flippantly, as Rhonda will attest.
If you decide to use your gift to write, if you share
with us your wonderful ability to write, something you write has the potential to make it to the big screen. The word film is a 22 vibration. F is a 6, I is a 9, L is a 3, and M is a 4. That adds up to 22, and that's why I'm saying your expressiveness can make it into that form. You know, you can express in that form. If you decide that's what you want to visualize and that's what you want to do. We have free will. Numerology can say, it's winter, put a coat on. Or it can say, it's summer, it's time to plant. But it doesn't tell you what kind of coat, or it should be a long, full length, or a hipster, or if you want to plant onions, carrots, or string beans. It just helps you not catch a cold and reap a good harvest.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I receive the information with much gratitude. Thank you so much, Craig. This has been very validating and very insightful.
Thank you.
Wow.
He read your
lots
mail also. Yeah.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
We have one more caller, Craig.
Thank you
and,
so much.
Thank you, Pam. We have one more caller. Her name's Dolores. Hang on a second. And so I'm going to bring her in. If you want to take a deep breath for a second, take a big, deep breath.
No, you're very – thank you. Thank you, Master Healer. I'm going to –
You've been amazing today. I'm just amazed. And it just clarifies that numbers are – so much what we need to be paying attention to on a daily basis rather than just skimming through life thinking they're a number on the calendar or a time that you have to be at an appointment that you don't really care to be at or whatever. You know, there's always a reason for us to show up, you know, and we find out more about what we are to show up for through, our God-given names or the contract, like you say. And you have your own radio show also. Can you tell people how to reach that, Craig?
Certainly. If you visit my website at www.craigewright.com. On the home page at the top, you'll see a link, and it'll say free readings. If you click on that link, it'll take you to a page, and it'll show you where my blog is. I have a blog where I do a monthly forecast. And on my show, I share the same way I'm doing now with my clients, with people who are new to numerology. Some of the folks who've gotten work done have questions. So it's a forum that I have for sharing the secrets of numbers. It's true. The scripture says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my path." And we are the living word, and the letters in our name and the numbers in our birthday are lamps unto our path if you know the code. And it's real easy. It's an easy code.
Yeah, it is. So I'm going to bring in the next caller. Her name's Dolores. Dolores, okay. Are you there?
I am. Thank you.
Okay, I'll let you talk to Craig.
Hi, Dolores. When is your birthday?
Hello. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. When is your birthday?
My birthday is October 5th of 1964.
Okay, Dolores, I know I had a pattern here of sharing names and birthday information, and I'm going to go back to that pattern, but for some reason, Spirit is urging me to talk to you about relationships.
Wow.
Okay. About relationships. I don't question these things. I just kind of have learned to roll with them. And I want you to know, oftentimes if we're holding something in our hand, it's hard to pick something up. If my hand, for example, I'm holding a pen right now, if I go to pick up my mouse, I can't do it. So I have to let the pen go so I can pick the mouse up. So if you're able to let go of the pen, there's a wonderful, cute, and furry mouse headed your way in May. Now, if you are in a current relationship, there may be changes coming up on the home front. Now, let me move on to going back to what you call for, and that's we're going to be talking about your day of birth, the number five. The number five is a symbol for freedom. Freedom.
Wow.
If I open my hand and look at the palm and stretch my hand out, I'll be pointing in five different directions. My pinky is pointing, my ring finger is pointing, my thumb is pointing. So the five, your gift is the ability to multitask. To multitask. Fives are multitasking before they invented the word. So doing just one thing is difficult when you are a number five. And being tied down is hard to bear when you're a number five because you are here to express freedom. So, what can you
do so much?
explains a lot, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Freedom, travel, movement, excitement, the number five. The five is also honey to the bees. So fives are very attractive, and one of the lessons that you came here to learn about is how to deal with the opposite sex effectively. So you're going to have a lot of attention as a number five, okay? As a five, your gift is to be a change agent, a change agent. So in other words, Dolores, you came here to rock the boat and start some trouble. Okay? So if you don't hear people say, uh-oh, here comes D. Here comes D, okay? What you going to do now?
Wow, you're so on point.
If you don't hear that, you are not on your job. That's what you came here to do, to shake things up, to wake people up, to make them look at things differently. Yeah, we might have done it this way before, but we're going to do it this way now. That's the energy you bring to the table, okay? When you arrive, oh, there's going to be change. You don't have to think about change or say, how can I change this? When you arrive, you are change personified. You're bringing change. So people, that's get used to it, and accept the idea. Now, the keepers of tradition, the people who have been doing things the same way for the past 50 years, are going to label you a troublemaker and a boat rocker because they don't want change to come. And there's a lot of people like that. But life is change, you know. The world, the universe has expanded geometrically in just a short time we've been speaking. You know, it's constantly changing. Nothing is static. And as a number five, you are here to ride the wave.
Wow.
Five, love, freedom, travel, excitement. You'll experience start and stop, start and stop. Why? Because you can get out of an experience what you need quicker than most, so you may not stick with things or need to as long as other people do. But it also, you have to be careful of a grass is greener tendency with the number five. They'll have you jumping from lawn to lawn. Just remember, if you jump, you still have to cut the other lawn too. Okay?
Yeah.
You have an entrepreneur's chart. You may start out working for someone else, but you'll rise to the top. And if you're not supervisor, head of department, you'll want to have your own business. That's what's showing up.
Absolutely.
You are also, this may sound crazy, you are also getting younger the older you get.
Wow.
You had responsibilities in your youth, okay, that most people couldn't handle as an adult. So things are going to ease up and get a little easier, and you'll be able to have a freer expression and express some joy. So that's why you will always appear younger than you are, because the greatest vessel takes the longest to fill. God's not through with you yet, and the good times are definitely ahead. Speaking of good times, if you've been involved in a legal struggle over the past 12 or 18 months, expect victory this year.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Expect victory this year. Now, the Lord's is going to be such a sweeping and astounding victory, you're going to have to be careful not to go around pounding your chest. Make sure you give thanks where thanks is due, okay?
Yes.
Don't think the victory is yours. That'll ruin everything. But when it happens, let people know it's the God in you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It's the God in you. Victory shall be yours. Let's take a look at your name. That's part of a forecast. I say that because your month and day is 15. This is a 17 year. 15 and 17 is 32, and the 32 is a symbol for victory.
Wow.
Okay, victory. America, the founding fathers chose America's birthday because of the number 32. There was no accident. They chose July the 4th, 1776. Those numbers add up to 32, and they wanted to be victorious against the strongest, most powerful nation who had more soldiers, the biggest navy, the most seasoned fighters, because they were always conquering and snatching up territory, than any other power known in the history of the world up until that point. It was a laugher. 13 colonies going to beat a powerful union? Well, they went with 13, which stands for change, release, and transformation, and picked a number 32. July the 4th, 7 plus 4 is 11. 1776, 1 plus 7 plus 7 plus 6 is 21, and that adds up to 32. With the power of the number 13 and the number 32, they could not lose. Could not lose. So that's the year you're having, the 32. So you cannot lose. Let's look at the Lord's. We're going to add up all the letters. The Lord's is 4 plus 5 plus 3 plus 6 plus 9 plus 5 and 1. So that's 9, and 9 is 18, and 9 is 27, and 6 is 33. So we had a lot of 33s called. Our hostess is a 33. This is the number of the master healer, the energy on the planet, which is called the Christ vibration. The word Savior vibrates to the number 33. So I honor you, ladies, Dolores, Rhonda, and Robin with the double B's. You are saving the planet. God bless you all.
Thank you so much, Craig. We've ran out of time. I am so sorry. We're going to have to start making this show longer, an hour and a half or something. But Dolores, always call back. We're here, and you can reach him. Can you tell her how to reach you again, Craig?
Yes. You can send your birth date via email to cr77ig@gmail.com. You can also find a link to my radio show where I do free consultations and my free forecast for February. And my website is www.craigewright, and that's WRIGHT.com.
Thank you so much, Craig. We're going to have you back again on the Searcher's Roadmap because you can answer so many questions. And like today, predominantly, it was 33 was the number, which I find very interesting. And so, you know, it's just one of those days, so to speak, or numbers.
The flock of geese. Oh, man.
Exactly.
This is a love vibe, yeah.
You know, and it's 2/6/2015, so... Yeah, we're still working with numbers, you know. It's one of those things. But I'd like to tell our listeners thanks for tuning in to the Searcher's Roadmap. We'll be back again next week at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have any questions or thoughts about the show, you can give me an email at searchersroadmap@gmail.com. And thank you very much, listeners, for tuning in today. And, Craig, thank you so much for being in our audience.
Thank you, Rhonda. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.